Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. All right, we want to say thank you for tuning in again, of course, to this radio station and all others. We are WVETOnlineRadio.com. The program is called Voice for Veterans. You know, one thing I want to say is that we always love wherever we go and what we do. Today, even though I have been broadcasting for months at 96.7, today's show is to support all of St. Petersburg. They call me a radio advocate now. So whatever you're doing in radio or TV or internet or multimedia, look to ontheairtoday.com for your podcasts, for your radio, and for your internet access to the world of veterans. The new program is called We Support Veterans 2. You can go to WeSupportVeterans2.com, send them a note, and they'll let you know what they're doing. WeSupportVeterans2@gmail.com is their email address. We Support Veterans 2 is the campaign that's being kicked off for 2 years, starting the first today, August 1st, 2022 to August 1st, 2024 is an international campaign to support veterans. In a way, we want to support veterans. It's bigger than AMVETS. It's bigger than American Legion. It's bigger than Wounded Warriors. This is everybody saying they're going to support vets, not only on holidays, but every day. And we need to know that you're doing that. And the way we do that is we take the time to get you a sticker, and it says We Support Vets 2 on it. But the basis of that is, and I'm going to tell you now, so get ready for it, it's the thing you need to know, Veteran Nation. We are now a veteran nation. It's enough of us now to say we're a whole nation worldwide. By ourselves, we want you to join this nation. I don't care whether you're in Canada, whether you're in South America, whether you're still one of those children of somebody who came out of World War II and you're still in Hawaii or you're still in the Far East, you now can say, oh, guess what? I'm a part of the veteran nation. We are international. We know that after World War I, Americans started leaving soldiers and their families in these foreign countries. World War II came along and we did the same. Vietnam came along. There's a lot of mixed, racially integrated Vietnamese and Americans planted all over the West Coast, all over Hawaii, all over the Far East. They are part of the veteran nation. They are brats. They are sidekicks. Their family members were veterans. They support veterans too. We want to give them an insignia. We're going to have T-shirts, caps, pins. Everything's going to be available for you to walk in anywhere you are and say, we support veterans too. While I'm sitting down here at the Chamber of Commerce, I want to tell you guys right quick. St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce. Been here for years. They have built a chamber that we can all be proud of. The city of St. Pete. Actually, Clearwater, Tampa, Miami, and everybody can be proud of the way the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce is being operated and what it does as a chamber. I'm going to take a picture of their sign. I'm going to take a picture of their magazine. And I want you to go online, stpetechamber.com, pull up the information, see what they can do to support you locally. Or if you're looking at coming to Chamber, to St. Pete, and you want to do that, start here. And they say, look out. That's one of the articles in the magazines. Look out for all of the people on scooters now. Look up all the people riding around on electric motor vehicles. We have a lot of different places and you can build business in St. Pete. I understand we're considered one of the fastest growing cities in the state of Florida, which means we're one of the fastest growing cities in the Southeast. So look for St. Pete if you're doing good. A brighter outlook is ahead. That's one of the articles in the magazine that I want you to be sure and pick up, Berg's Life, and get ahead of the game. And if you have questions, start first right here, the St. Pete store, or guess what? No straws. Come on in, enjoy us as a friend. Bank, business, downtown, first Friday, docks, beaches, and one of the best museums on the planet, Salvador Dali. We have the best of everything. And we want you to come enjoy it. We want you to be happy when you do enjoy it. And we want you to recognize one thing. You are ready for the best in radio, TV, internet. And if you have a podcast that you want to explore in a bigger way, contact us. VetsOnTheAir@gmail.com. Tell us that you have a podcast you're interested in getting a little bit more stuff done. On the podcast that you're getting interested in making sure that you can do a better job with reaching out to your people. And the old-fashioned, hello, how you doing, radio still is here. We're doing what we can to make sure that all forms of communication are still in play. I know that the future has arrived, and the future includes everything beyond a black telephone with a dial cord. So all of us who are still doing it based on the old way of doing communications, during talk and voice communications, the future has arrived. A lot more people are communicating now without talking, without TV, without radio. They got a brand new service that we are learning what they created. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, YoBook, TheySpace, MySpace, Instagram, all of these are the new communications that our young people have embraced like we embraced TV and telephone. That now has already arrived. Let's let the future keep us going. All right, I'm going to tell everybody, don't forget, if you're somewhere down here, you want a positively proud way of looking things, proud and paradise comes to celebrate. Proud Paradise, St. Petersburg. We're a proud country, and we know we're in paradise. And again, St. Petersburg Arts Alliance is something that they're pushing. And we want you to know, if you love art, stop by, check us out. And that's on WVETOnlineRadio.com. Vets on the Air. Don't forget, check us out. Vets on the Air today. Don't forget, stay with us. I'll be right back. Over and out for this segment. Be back in a minute. Ciao. Yeah.
thoughts I lay to rest in my reflection. I will be standing all alone while this is not your life. So now I take and tie this time as everything has fine. I will not have this pain inside me as I break away. So now I leave you with a smile. As for me, I break away.
Veterans Alliance, WVET, onlineradio.com.
I'm at the 9/11 Memorial Museum, and I'm joined by Cheyenne Hyde. Cheyenne, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Yeah, of course.
Can we go take a look around inside?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
9/11 is shorthand for Tuesday, September 11, 2001, when 19 hijackers affiliated with Al-Qaeda decided to hijack four commercial airline flights and use them as weapons against highly symbolic landmarks of American life. It just starts off like a normal day because it's the first day of school, it's the mayoral primaries, and about 2 billion people witness it live because you have internet, you have radio, and then TV who are now showing their viewers what's happening here.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
So the first attack began at 8:46 a.m. when Hijack Flight 11 struck the north face of the North Tower. At 9:03 a.m., Hijack Flight 175 struck the south face of the South Tower. At 9:37 a.m., Hijack Flight 77 struck the outer ring of the Pentagon, which is the headquarters for the U.S. military. And then at 10:03 a.m., Hijack Flight United 93 was deliberately crashed into a field in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. Now, that flight is kind of different because that flight was coming out of Newark, New Jersey, a very congested airport. They happened to be delayed about 45 minutes. Finally, when they're in the air, they realize that something is wrong. And then they realize that they're being hijacked. So from the air phones that are still on the planes in 2001, they call their loved ones and the authorities who are on ground, and they tell them what's happening, their situation on board. And as a result, their loved ones and the authorities are telling them what's happening here in New York City and also in Arlington, Virginia, at the Pentagon. So those 40 brave men and women, they vote to stage a counterattack. They boil water in the back of the kitchenette area of the plane, and they use a food cart as a battering ram to try to gain access into the cockpit. Now, once the four hijackers realized that they probably would not be making it to the intended target, which we now know was the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., where Congress was in full session that morning, they decided to crash that plane into an empty field.
So the other airplanes that were in the air were starting to hear about this,
yes.
Right?
And for one Alpha Charlie, there's some sort of a problem going on out there on the East Coast that we need to know about.
Yeah, I'll keep you advised on that in a second. Amtrak 797, Cleveland.
Yep, but from Hijack Flight 11, we had a flight attendant named Betty Ong who made a phone call during the hijacking to American Airline reservation agents in North Carolina. And 23 minutes, she remains calm and professional as she's reporting about the situation on board the plane and also the identities of the five hijackers. And after that first phone call, really the FAA decided to ground all flights nationwide.
So after they grounded all the planes, what happened to all the people?
You have people who are stranded, really, people who can't get back from their vacations, really have no idea what's going on, because for some of them, they were stuck on these planes for a number of hours, not maybe being able to get off, go find some hotel. But it wasn't until maybe a few hours later that they heard the news of what had just happened in New York City, and they probably now had an understanding of what their situation would be like.
So are there still effects from 9/11 being felt today?
Of course, we have the Transportation Security Administration, TSA. You have to be completely x-rayed, you have to be patted down with carry-ons. You can't have huge amounts of liquid, you can't have weapons on board.
This has been an incredible experience, and it brings back to me where I was on 9/11. You know, I was teaching class full of fifth graders and what that day was like. How do you talk to students about this day when they weren't around?
I encourage them to talk to their parents. Ask them what their experience was on September 11th. Ask questions. It's a hard thing to understand why anybody would do this, but it's important that we learn what happened on September 11th. And coming to the museum, we have visitors, kids, school groups who come who also weren't born before 9/11. And that is how they learn, really watching and reading. So do good research and really ask the questions that you feel are necessary to ask.
Thank you so much for
having
us here today.
Thank you so much for coming.
Hi, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and it's WVETOnlineRadio.com. One of the things I want to say is Veterans Resources. And as always, we say if you're having a problem, especially emotional, go to Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. And that is Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. All right, I'm back. You know I'm always back when I'm looking at the good side of life, and I live in paradise. It is the state of Florida. That is paradise. Now, I happen to live on the west coast of paradise, but I travel throughout Florida, all for Voice for Veterans. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, and we do Voice for Veterans. Anywhere you want to find us, start looking on the air today. Look for it again, on the air today at gmail.com. You want to send me something real quick, or go to ontheairtoday.com and check us out. Everybody does veterans, and we are the voice for veterans. And I'm sitting out here with my friend, Chris. He and I got to know each other a few minutes ago, and I want him to speak directly into the microphone so we get a good, clear voice this time. Chris, first say hello, tell him who you are, and that you're from somewhere else and you chose paradise. Hold on, here he is, veteran.
My name is Christopher. I did 5 years in the Army, 12 months in Iraq, from Scranton, Pennsylvania, but I decided to take my happy self to paradise and down here in St. Pete, Florida.
You see what I'm talking about? I'm not the only one that knows this is paradise. Chris does, too. And he's from way up north. It's still warm up there today, but most of the time it's cold. And we happen to have this nice, warm weather year-round. Let me ask him that real quick. What did you do in the Army?
I was a tank mechanic for a scout platoon, mechanized scout platoon.
Mechanized scout platoon, tank mechanic. He was down on the ground. You know, the engineer, which is Tim Goodrich, always is with me when we do these shows. He's got Soundcheck Studios. But Tim is Air Force. That's why he always makes sure that I ask the question, what did you do? Now, one more question.
Are you married? You got children? You got what? No wife, no kids. I don't know about bringing children into this world. Not right now.
Not right now. As a veteran, what do you say to all of the young military guys joining now and become veterans later? Tell them something good.
Stay in. Put 20 years in. Retire. Collect the pension.
Now, we don't have to tell nobody that because it's already been told. Stay in. Get your 20 years. Get you a pension before you get out. Coming halfway with a whole lot of promises sometimes don't work out like they planned. All right, that's Chris talking to you live. Keith, the boss of the beach. We want to say thank you for tuning in to this. The rest of this show is going to be dedicated to celebration of life. His name is Michael Mitch Faulkner. He recently died and was buried in Atlanta. Michael Mitch Faulkner was the voice. All of us came up together in radio, but Michael Mitch Faulkner, everybody knew him as Mitch, was the best voice in our time. And I talk a lot, but my voice was never as good as Mitch Faulkner. So we want to say thank you for Mitch, what he gave us all. When we did our best and needed something better, we all called Mitch to do the rest. Michael Mitch Faulkner. I want to say thank you to everybody in Atlanta, especially my friend, Libby Anthony, and all of those who have been a part of what Mitch did for all of us. Libby, I want to thank you for inviting me. I was glad I was able to go. I'm going to give a shout-out, of course, to Morris Roberts. Morris Roberts came up with a song for veterans. He's a veteran. He did both Marines and Army. And he did a song called Get In Where You Fit In. That has been chosen as the theme song for We Support Vets Too, and of course, the Veteran Nation. Get In Where You Fit In, the perfect song for that day and time. Mitch Faulkner was Air Force. When I was able to go to the funeral and I walked in, all of the Buffalo soldiers were sitting together with their yellow and black. My scooter is yellow and black. I got mine on that was put on for me at the Super Bowl. Mine, so I went and sat not only with Libby, but sat over there and shook hands with all of those Air Force Buffalo soldiers who attended the funeral on behalf of Mitch Faulkner. He was an avid motorcyclist. Air Force, motorcycles, and a good man. We give a shout out to his family and all those who knew Mitch, all those who did that presentation at that wonderful church. We thank you for putting this man's name away in a classy way. First time I've been to a funeral that I enjoy. I don't go to funerals. I don't like them. But it's the first time I went to a funeral in my lifetime, and I enjoyed myself. Everybody was cordial. They all wore their masks. And guess what? They were all there to honor the voice. Mitch, thank you for what you did in the military. Thank you for being one of those veterans that made a difference. And a special thank you for all you gave us in the radio business. Our industry will stay alive because of people like you. And I can't do this without saying hi to Casual Cal. And I can't especially do this without saying hi to Marcia. Marcia, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll make sure that Libby sends you this show so that you know that we talked about you and what you're doing with the Black Radio Hall of Fame is needed, and we will be all of us here to help make a difference. I do want to say thank you, of course, to Chris, who took the time out here in Veterans Memorial Park, downtown St. Pete, to let everybody know that he's still here and he's willing to do what he can to make things better, not only for you as an American, but for you as a veteran. Veterans are now a part of Veteran Nation. You want to get a veteran that you know that doesn't know and you heard this and you want that veteran to be a part of Veteran Nation, contact us. vetsontheair@gmail.com. Please let us know and we will do what we can to make sure that they are included in all we do. Yes, nothing's free in America. But if it takes me as a sponsor to sponsor 5 or 10 veterans to make sure that they're being covered, I'll do it. It's only a dollar. Every veteran's name goes into the archives, and it only costs you a dollar. That's the first phase of our campaign, to get you to make sure that we know where and when all the veterans are, whether they're doing real good or just barely making it. We need to know where they're. Okay? So I want you to stay in with us. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you live. We're going to do more music. And before I say any further, guess what? My favorite. And Virginia Rose is coming out with her third album. Look for it. We will be highlighting the whole album, but get that new project from Virginia Rose fan. They support veterans too. Tim, thank you for all you do. Waddell, we're doing good. And guess what? I'm sending this over to Kevin. Kevin Humes, we're ready to move again from paradise. Over and out with a shout. 96.7. Sunshine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.